The judge overseeing a lawsuit against Motel 6 for allegedly sharing guest information with federal immigration authorities wants more information before he'll sign off on a multi-million dollar proposed settlement. It will likely take months before the judge gives final approval. A lawyer for Motel 6 acknowledged during Tuesday's court hearing that information on tens of thousands of guests was shared with immigration authorities. But the judge wants to know more about the size of two other groups. The first is guests who were questioned by federal agents, and the second is guests who ended up facing deportation. Thomas Sines is a lawyer for the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, which represents the plaintiffs. He says the data is not readily available.
It's obviously in the hands of ICE itself, and even with ICE, it's unclear whether if they would even cooperate.
Sines says he's confident his team will be able to ultimately get the information the judge wants. Lawyers from Motel 6 declined an interview. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A federal judge in Phoenix has asked the parties in a lawsuit to revise a multi-million dollar proposed settlement. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund sued Motel 6 about a year ago over the company's alleged practice of sharing guest information with federal immigration authorities. For more on this, I'm joined by KJZZ's Matthew Casey, who was in the courtroom yesterday. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So catch us up to speed. What happened?
Well, going back to 2017, Phoenix New Times broke the story, reporting that people staying at Motel 6 had been contacted by federal agents, and some were now facing or were then facing deportation. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEF, sued Motel 6 in January 2018. And then in November, the sides announced that they had reached a multi-million dollar settlement. The money is supposed to be divided up for people in three groups. The first is Motel 6 guests whose info was shared with federal agents. The second is guests who ended up being questioned by federal agents. And the third is guests who the government moved to deport. Yesterday, Judge David Campbell held a hearing to go over that proposed settlement.
And what happened at that hearing?
So Campbell laid out about a dozen concerns and questions he has about the proposed settlement, and many of these got into the real nitty-gritty details of how it will work and his responsibilities as a judge to make sure that it's all legal. Then Campbell sent the parties back to revise the settlement and gather additional information. What drew the most discussion in the courtroom, though, was Campbell's desire to know more about the size of the second and third groups. These are the guests that are questioned by ICE and the guests who ended up facing deportation. And in the proposed settlement, the largest chunks of money are set aside for these two groups. Thomas Sines is the president and general counsel for MALDEF, and I got a chance to speak with him by the fountain outside the courthouse after the hearing.
But it's quite clear in my mind that we will come back with what's necessary and we'll get this approved and we'll get compensation to the folks who were wronged by the Motel 6 practice of sharing registry data.
Now, Matt, does Judge Campbell's request for more information sound like something that could potentially derail this settlement?
You know, Mark, that was my first thought while sitting in the courtroom. My ears stood up. But I'm not a lawyer, and class action suits, lawsuits are really, really complicated, the way Sines explained it to me. He tells me that they may be able to get the information that Campbell wants from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. But Sines admitted he doesn't know if ICE will cooperate or even if the agency has a way of crunching its own data in a way that it can sort of pull out who they talked to at Motel 6 and who ended up facing deportation. But Sines also says his team can find other ways to figure out the size of these two groups, and he expects they'll be in a position to at least give Judge Campbell a solid estimate.
We would have liked to have had the preliminary approval, but what the judge has asked us to do we think is reasonable and in line with the protections for class members that, as folks who represent plaintiffs all the time, we 100% support.
So, Matt, this proposed settlement still needs preliminary approval. Can you explain the process going forward and what comes next in it?
So Judge Campbell gave the sides about 2 months to give him more information in writing. He also made a note that the burden to show the size of these groups falls on the plaintiffs. So I'm not really sure exactly how much Motel 6's lawyers will be involved in this. But then Judge Campbell also scheduled another hearing for mid-April. If Campbell is satisfied, the next step would be preliminary approval of the proposed settlement. And Sines tells me that the step beyond that, if they get preliminary approval, would be to send notice to these to the people whose information was shared, were questioned by ICE, and ended up facing deportation. those folks can object to the settlement, opt out of it, or continue forward. Sines says a final approval of the settlement is months away.
All right, that's KJZZ's Matthew Casey with an update on the case over a Motel 6 sharing guest immigration information. Matt, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, Mark.